6 months after the end of the Israeli military's operation in Gaza, people living there are unable to rebuild their lives and are sliding even deeper into despair. These are the findings of a report released today by the International Committee of the Red Cross.
Restrictions on imports have made it extremely difficult for Gazans to reconstruct even basic infrastructure in the region. Thousands of homes only have access to running water on certain days, and every day, 69 million litres of sewage are pumped directly into the Mediterranean because it cannot be treated.
We spoke to Antoine Grand, the director of the International Committee of the Red Cross in Gaza, about some of the other problems facing the people living in the area.
Well, it basically affects every aspect of life: health, education, water, wastewater, employment, agriculture. There are a certain number of health services that are not available in Gaza, and some patients need to travel outside Gaza for this treatment. And it's, although patients are living, it's very low. It's around 100 patients every week, while before it was around 500. And I know this doctor was with the special cardiac disease, where at any time his aorta could rupture and he would die instantly. He had to wait for 10 months before he could actually go out of Gaza to have his treatment. So for 10 months he had to live knowing that every day his aorta could rupture and he just could die just like that. Beyond the physical effects of this closure, you also have the psychological effect that the young people, they always say in Gaza when you ask them, there is no future, mafi mustakbal, and there's no hope, there's no future, and that's very worrying.